year. Actually, Abby said, shifting her weight from one foot to the other, her curvy frame tensing a little as her expression took on a brief, pensive look, which immediately dissolved as a mischievous light set her warm brown eyes to twinkling. Someone here can. Clara looked from the little box in her hands to the tables that lined the walls around the community center's main recreation room. All of them had started the night loaded down with boxes and tins filled with homemade Christmas cookies, but were rapidly emptying as Mariana, the center director, auctioned them off to the highest bidder. Most of the festive parcels went for $10 to $15, some higher. No one was supposed to know whose tin was whose, and the contents were a surprise for the winner. But Clara had seen the distinctive mail-order cartons Abby had ordered for her brand new online cookie business, and she skimmed her gaze over the remaining goodies. Where is your... There. She zeroed in on a gaily decorated brown box printed with white icing trim. You put your cookies in the swap.
We all did, Abby reminded her.
Yes, but you usually keep your gingerbread cookies G-rated for friends and neighbors, Clara pointed out. No one is supposed to know about your little R-rated online enterprise, she grinned. But I guess that's about to change.